This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. 11 are dead and dozens missing after a highway bridge in China collapses. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
Chinese authorities say more than 10 people are dead and dozens more are missing after the partial collapse of a highway bridge in the country's northwest following heavy storms and flooding. A Chinese news agency photo shows a section of the bridge snapped and folded down close to a 90-degree angle into the rushing brown water below. Search and rescue operations are underway. A similar number of people are missing in China's southwest, where houses were recently wrecked by storms along with damage to roads and bridges. China's western province are particularly prone to flooding and landslides due to mountainous landscapes and forceful rivers that run through them. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Soldiers patrolled the deserted streets of the capital Dhaka on Saturday during a curfew meant to quell deadly students-led protests against government job quotas that have killed at least 110 people this week. Mia Wormsley from Reuters reports.
Since Thursday, the country's been cut off from the world. Internet and text messaging services have been shut down. But the demonstrations have continued in spite of a ban on public gatherings. Data from hospitals there shows the clashes have killed over 100 people and injured thousands. And with the death toll climbing, the government imposed the national curfew and deployed the military. Students in the South Asian country are angry about controversial quotas for government jobs. They include setting aside 30% of those jobs for the families of those who fought for independence from Pakistan in 1971. The government had scrapped the quota system in 2018, but a court reinstated it last month.
Mia Wormsley from Reuters. The Israeli army says it struck several Houthi targets in western Yemen following a fatal drone attack by the rebel group in Tel Aviv the previous day. The Israeli strike Saturday appeared to be the first on Yemeni soil since the Israel-Hamas war began in October. This is VOA News. Almost 35 Democrats in Congress say it's time for Biden to quit the race. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
On the heels of a unified Republican nominating convention, more than three dozen Democrats in Congress are asking President Biden to drop his reelection bid. Among them, Congressman Mike Quigley, who told reporters last week.
He can't win. My colleagues need to recognize that.
But support remains strong among others, including the Congressional Black Caucus. Member Max Frost of Florida says young voters are coming on board.
The thing people brought up wasn't Biden's age, but the fact that they're scared to death of Project 2025 and the far right wing.
The president vows to be back on the campaign trail after being sidelined with COVID-19. I'm Jackie Quinn.
French authorities say a French alleged neo-Nazi sympathizer was sentenced to 2 years in prison after making threats online and was suspected of wanting to target the Olympic torch relay. The Paris Public Prosecutor's Office said in a statement Saturday the 19-year-old man was convicted after a swift trial overnight Friday on charges of sharing bomb-making instructions on social media, posts inciting hate and death threats, as well as posts with personal information that put people at risk. Prosecutors said he ran a group titled French Aryan Division on Telegram. After his arrest, the interior minister said the suspect had, quote, a willingness to intervene during a stage, evidently, of the torch relay. Airlines, banks, hospitals, and other risk-averse organizations around the world chose cybersecurity company CrowdStrike to protect their computer systems from hackers and data breaches. But all it took was one faulty CrowdStrike software update to cause global disruptions Friday. Some experts say it shows the dangers of organizations around the world relying too heavily on a small number of technology providers. AP correspondent Charles De Ledesma has more.
A global technology outage has grounded flights, knocked banks offline and media outlets off air on Friday in a massive disruption that affected companies and services around the world and highlighted dependence on software from a handful of providers. Cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike says the issue believed to be behind the outage was not a security incident or cyber attack. The malfunction affected Microsoft 365 apps and services. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Pope Francis has accepted the resignation of a Colombian bishop who was mentioned in a book about priests and bishops who have allegedly committed acts of sexual abuse. The Vatican said in its daily news bulletin on Saturday that the Pope approved the resignation of Bishop Oscar Augusto Munera from Colombia. The Vatican's brief statement didn't explain why the bishop had resigned from his post. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.